نعم الجليس مدى حياتك مصحف يجلو هموم النفس والوجدان فيه الهداية والسعادة والرضا وهو الدليل لجنة الرحمن.
عن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. رواه البخاري. Uthman bin Affan, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it. This hadith can be found in Sahih Bukhari.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to Quran Saikum Mustafa. Still in our series, Janud al-Huffaz, where we'll bring to you the stories and challenges of people that have completed the memorization of the Quran, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And to all our listeners, we hope you've been learning and implementing all you've been learning. And today, we have another captivating episode for you on Quran Saikum. Here with us today is Hafiz Kashinwo Mus'ab. Ya Sheikh, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We're glad to have you join us today as an Hafiz on this episode. Tell us how you feel being here with us today.
Now, I feel delighted. I say Alhamdulillah because it's by the permission of Allah that He granted me the opportunity to have memorized the Quran as of today. Allah in the Quran said, فَبِأَيِّ آلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So there is no place in that Surah Rahman that Allah said memorizing the Quran is a favor, but it's actually a favor. Allah even said in Surah Najm, فَبِأَيِّ آلَىٰ رَبِّكَ تَتَمَارَ هَذَا نَذِيرٌ مِّنَ النُّذُرِ الْأُولَىٰ. So he referred to the Quran after having said, فَبِأَيِّ آلَىٰ رَبِّكَ تَتَمَارَ, that which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? So I feel it's by the permission of Allah, it's His favor, and I thank Allah for it.
Alhamdulillah, ya Ustaz. I mean, which of the favors of Allah would we deny? To have the entire Quran memorized, Allahu Akbar. That is indeed a true blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Alhamdulillah for that. And so, we want you to quickly introduce yourself to our listeners so that we can get to know you a bit better.
Naam. My name is Keshiwo Musab. I am a student of Ahmad Bello University, Zaria, 100 level, studying mechatronics engineering.
MashaAllah, ya Ustaz. At what point did you start to nurture the ambition of memorizing the entire Quran?
That question is a big question. Actually, to start with, I would like to say it's first that for those who have a bit courage to memorize the Quran by themselves, they are going to actually be listening to a perfect experience of mine. So actually the journey started right from small, but I never knew anything memorizing the whole Quran. But anything memorizing the whole Quran started when I was in GS3. So I think that answers the question.
Interesting, ya Ustaz. If I get you clearly, it means you memorized the entire Quran on your own. Is that so?
No. I didn't memorize the entire Quran on my own. My journey began when I was small. I studied the Quran at home. Yeah, I never attended any madrasa then. But I started the Quran from my dad. My dad was the one taking us the Quran. Though we used to use different reciters, but most especially Sudaisi. So we do memorize with that. So by the time I was in JS1, I had memorized up to Surah Al-Jathiyah. So from there, another journey started, which I think you later ask. Allahu Alam.
Yeah, I'm going to come back to that later, inshallah. But right now, I want you to take us through the specifics of how you were able to memorize from Nas to Jathiyah with your dad. I want to have insights into how that feel was.
Alhamdulillah, Ibn Alameen. It was a perfect journey then. We started together, everyone in the family then, including my mom, everyone. So my dad was the teacher. He sits down with the laptop and plays the today is for us to repeat after. So when it comes to time of Muraja, then he has a note he uses. So for each person, he rules the page. Then when you read, he counts and writes your mistakes down. Like, okay, you made 2 mistakes while reading Suratul Nas. He's going to write 2 in front of it. So he gives prize to somebody who has not made mistakes like 10 times for a particular surah. So it got to a point we were dropping each other. You know, everybody can't go at the same pace again. So that was where everyone splitted. And I was at the forefront, actually, because I was the first born. That doesn't mean, but it has to show on the path of leadership. So with the way everybody is splitting, we'll turn to everyone having their own portion. Okay, this is the time you are supposed to be with the laptop. So others will be doing tests. That is the way we do tests. So with the laptop, you are going to spend like 5 days. After that 5 days, you are not going to use the laptop again. You just be reading on your own. And if you don't get it after 5 days, that will be an issue. My dad will insult you. But everything was an encouragement. But one thing we lacked then was Tajweed. Yeah, that was one thing we lacked then. You know, today's, the nature of today is it rushes. And my dad wasn't that perfect with Tajweed then. So he only listens to what we read and how correct it was. So that was it. I remember when I did my first competition, it was Tajweed that made me lose. So that's it. I think that was the big journey from Nas to Jafia before I left home for boarding school.
MashaAllah, such beautiful home you have, home of memorizers. SubhanAllah, what a beauty. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your father for starting such. It's just so beautiful. You know, for some of us that do not come from a super religious home where memorizing the entire Quran wasn't preached to us, and you know, it's interesting to hear your own story and how you've developed that interest from a very young age. When you were like, you memorized with Sudais, I was just thinking in my head that, wow, Sudais, is it a fast reciter? How are you going to get your Tajweed rights and all? But you clarified that. And now I want you to take us in the specifics of your journey, starting from that GSS 3. You know, you already said you memorized from Nas to Jathia before GSS 3. So tell us how that journey started when you went to boarding school and how it all progressed.
Yeah, one thing about me is on seriousness and on care attitude, not to the Quran specifically, but to a lot of things. So that is why encouraging others who are more serious to memorize the Quran on their own doesn't, I don't look at it as something big, because they can actually do it for the fact that somebody on serious like me has done it. So when I entered Jazz 1, yeah, I was very friendly to my stars then. So it made me unserious. Sometimes he would ask me that, why didn't I memorize? Yeah. But we are in groups. So it used to be a kind of cover for me because we have to read it together. And those people with me in class, they are my seniors. I was the youngest in class then. So that was something that made stars love me so much then. So when I got to GS3, by then, Ustaz has gone. So some people will come and meet you that, you can memorize the Quran. Like, you know, a kind of advice.
Yeah, I get.
But sometimes I'll be like, no, this thing is not funny. Why are you advising me now? But I later succumb that, okay, since these people want me to do something like this, I don't have choice. I have to just do it. So it wasn't my plan before. A lot of people in my GS1 then, the nature of the class, they used to say by SST you will have memorized the Quran. So, but I used to look at it as something not possible. So they will come and meet you and tell you, you can do it. Okay, fine. So we had a special tahfiz class then. The asatiz added my name, even though the requirements for the class was those who are hufaz, yeah, for their muraja, those who are already at the verge of completing. So I was still in Suratul Zumar then, or let's say Safat. So I joined the class. Then it was memorized, read to Ustaz. The Ustaz was an external Ustaz coming on Thursdays, going on Saturdays. So for that 3 days, you'll have memorized a whole surah, if not even 2. for short too, as we have memorized too, like Surah Al-Fatih and Saba. So like that, 4 pages within a night, you will finish it. So we're actually on serious then again. So there was no muraja actually for those of us who are memorizing. For fast, there was muraja. So there was no muraja. It was only memorize, give it to start. Next week, memorize again, give it to start. Next week, memorize again, give it to start. So that was the pace we are going. So and then I felt it's very possible. Then I sped up. It was very interesting then, competing with your mates.
The competition started.
Yeah, and looking at her father in the class, I want to meet these people. They are reading with melodious voices. So that was the pace. So and later you'll find out that we have forgotten a lot of things you have met. So to cut the long story short, when I got to SS3, I was in Surah to our off because we later stopped the class. We didn't continue in my SS1. So and my nature, I love book a lot. So that didn't make me take the Quran serious. So I feel it shouldn't affect my performance. So in my SS3, I found out that I've forgotten a lot of things. So after my work, I went back to Surah to try again. One thing about memorizing the Quran is if you start from a tender age, you won't forget it. And that has really shown within my memorization of Surah Al-Ahqaf to Surah Al-Nas. I can tell you, it's not up to 5 times I did more of those parts throughout my secondary school, but I can still be able to recollect a lot of it. I've not forgotten it. So that's one credit about memorizing at a tender age. But the one you memorize when you are growing up doesn't stick like that. You have to keep revising. So that was one lesson. So after my SS3, I went back then. I started again. So I had to stay at home for 6 months. So I was able to get to Surah to Maida with a lot of encouragement from my ustaz, seniors, juniors, everybody. With a lot of encouragement, I was able to get to Surah to Maida again. So, and that was with a very, very changed timetable of mine when I finished exam, waiting for admission into university. Sometimes my mom would call me, Allah forgive me. Sometimes my mom would call me, I would just run to the mosque. All because then I had the zeal and I felt I won't be fulfilled if I don't memorize the Quran, which was something that pushed me to keep up the work and ensure it was complete. And also, when I nursed this way of memorizing the Quran, when I started it was an interesting thing for me. The fulfillment when you memorize and you get the whole surah again, what you have forgotten before, you move on. It was very joyful and it's helping me a lot. Like for the fact that I went back, it helped me a lot. And one thing is, I wouldn't call myself an hafiz because I completed the Quran after Ramadan this year, mashallah. I was chased by my friends to complete it. Yeah, almost done, don't be discouraged. All those things were motivations for me, so they helped a lot and I really, really appreciated everything.
MashaAllah, you know, listening to you speak, I was just smiling all through. And I figured environment played a really, really big role for you and the people you had around you. And that is also pointing to the fact that we need to surround ourselves with really, really good people. And I'm interested in when you said you went back, you know, after your SS3 to memorizing the Quran and you had a timetable. Can you give us insight into some of the things you were doing specifically at that time?
Yeah. Normally, I started with, let me just do muraja. But I felt, no, let me continue memorizing. That if I get to school, I may not have the time. Like the way people used to say is that you won't have the time when you get to school. You won't do this when you get to school. You won't have the time for Quran. You won't have the time for madrasa. So I didn't want it to be an excuse for me. So I had to just keep up my memorization, and I felt, if I'm able to memorize a greater part now, by the time I get to school, I won't be disturbing myself again. It will only be muraja. So that was the something I decided, and it didn't change for me. So that time I was with my mom alone. Others were in school. My only job then was to go there to work. Apart from working, I used to seclude myself a lot. Even at home, I used to seclude myself in the mosque. We had a mosque in our compound. So if you are looking for me, most times you either meet me in the mosque or you meet me sleeping.
Allahu Akbar.
So those are the two things I do. To eat was a problem. Other things were a problem, and they all border on the fact that I didn't want to miss the opportunity of memorizing the Quran since I wasn't allowed to go for tahfiz. So, and I still believe that there will still be an opportunity for me to attend tahfiz school. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me the opportunity.
Ameen.
Also, to perfect the Quran and also memorize some other riwayats of the glorious Quran.
Ameen.
I could remember when I got to ABU and I met a man to be taking me personally, which he didn't later at the time. So I asked him, are you an hafiz? He said, no. So funny. I was not like, no, it's not possible. I've learned you're an hafiz from the way you talk, from your appearance, from everything. He's an Hausa person. So he now said, do you know Kowloon? Do you know Suti? Do you know Walsh? He mentioned all the riwayat. He now said, to him, an hafiz has to be a person who is standing out from others. So you can't just call yourself an hafiz and you're not standing out. You have to stand out spiritually from your obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from your relationship with the Quran. You have to stand out. There is no place you will see an hafiz who is not standing out academically or who is not the leader in his or her field. That was what I learned from that man. So he said, you have to stand out in everything. So part of standing out was, you can actually maneuver your way, perfect the Quran. Aside perfecting it, perfect other riwayat, learn how to read them. But everything should be worth because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those are the things I was able to learn in my relationship with him. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me the opportunity. Wallahu alam.
Ameen, ya Ustaz, ameen. You know, I was just giggling beneath when you said you secluded yourself and you were just doing two things. You know, you were either sleeping or in the mosque, probably reciting or so. And I was just like, is this the same person that at the beginning of this episode said he's on serious and so ha. But alhamdulillah for that. And so I'm just going to ask you now, I can see your journey and story as somebody that took opportunity of the free time he had. So I'm going to ask you now, you know, that is one of the things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that we should pay attention to, you know, our free time. How we spend our free time is one of those five things listed in that hadith. And so what sincere advice would you give to all the unserious, unmotivated people out there, coming from your own perspective, to memorize the Quran?
Well, all I can say now is, for those who are not yet motivated to do things like this, for those who don't even know it exists, they should be meant to know the rewards. I could remember when a teacher in my secondary school, when he started motivating me to become an hafiz, when I knew, yeah, it is very simple to do it, he will always tell you these are the rewards you will get from it, ranging from the rewards on the day of judgment, your parents. Though I'm not the only hafiz in my family now, we are two already. So those rewards, your parents, your own reward. I could remember reading a book of the Prophet of Al-Qur, how to memorize the Quran, where he wrote a lot of things, the steps taken, a lot of things I learned from that book helped me. So I think what they need is the proper orientation. What they need is the encouragement. They don't need query, they need encouragement. They need to know the reason. A lot of people don't know the reason behind memorizing the Quran. So that is something I've been meant to learn before taking the step of memorizing the Quran. And trust me, if their heart has been conditioned to the benefit, to the enjoyment of the rewards of memorizing the Quran, there will be a lot of things to do it. So, Allahu A'lam.
MashaAllah. Ya Ustaz, if you remember the name of the book, we really appreciate you recommend it to our listeners. And can you tell us some of the benefits of memorizing the Quran as well? And you know, you made mention of the fact that you just completed your memorization of the entire Quran this Ramadan during this pandemic. MashaAllah, that is just so beautiful. And many other people have that free time but are unmotivated and on serious to memorize the Quran. Some people don't even know people memorize the Quran. You'll be surprised.
Yeah, I think the name of the book is How to Memorize the Quran. He narrated the way he also memorized the Quran, a lot of things in and out of the Quran. So, and as for the second question you asked, that some benefits of the glorious Quran, basically, I know somebody who has memorized the Quran, you have a benefit of intersection for your family and friends. Yeah, then there is a reward for your parents. I don't know the exact reward, but I know it's a level for them and they will be joyful on the day of judgment also. Then for somebody who has memorized the Quran also, when the angels will ask him, Iqra waratil kama kunta turatil fi dunya, that is, you read the way you used to read in this world and continue to ascend through the levels of paradise. So it's an added advantage to an hafiz. And a lot of rewards, personally to me, part of the reward is being fulfilled. Yeah, being fulfilled. I'm not saying somebody who has memorized the Quran won't be fulfilled, but I think the way I later memorized the Quran made it like that, and you will be very happy memorizing the Quran. But it's very important to make sure you maintain it, yeah, because lack of maintaining it will not give you the expected reward. So that is the only thing I can say as part of the rewards. Wallahu a'lam.
Interesting. Well said, ya Ustad. So we've come to that point where we'll tell you, as our guest, to tell us your best surah and recite a portion of it to us as well and share some lessons with us. Ya Ustad, tafaddal.
Personally, I don't have a particular surah I can call my best surah. I love Surah Al-Fajr, Surah Al-Takwir, and generally, wherever there is a beautiful story, especially Surah Yusuf. And I also like that of Surah Sajda. That would be where I'm going to read, actually, because I memorized Surah Sajda right from when I was little. I remember in our primary school then, we do hips on assembly ground. So that was where I memorized Surah Sajda. And you find it very interesting memorizing with your mates, memorizing with a lot of people on the assembly ground. Like, you know, nature of small children is to play with everything they are doing. So that was where I learned that surah, and it was very interesting then. With the tafsir, it was very interesting. So I'm going to begin now, and I will state a lot of lessons from it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قوة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون أما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم جنات المأوى نزلا بما كانوا يعملون وأما الذين فسقوا فمأواهم النار كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها أعيدوا فيها وقيل لهم ذوقوا عذاب النار الذي كنتم به تكذبون.
نعم, it's an interesting surah. I'm only going to explain the first verse I read. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا. He said, تتجافى جنوبهم, their sides doesn't rest on their what, on their beds. يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا. They call their Lord خوفا وطمعا, in fear and in hope. ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. and from what we give to them, they give out of it. So the lesson learned from that verse alone will make somebody's life turn to goodness. One important thing in the life of a Muslim is tahajjud. Whenever you want to pray tahajjud, it is a time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can turn your prayers answered. It is a time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change your life. And giving out, personally, I've learned when you give, you won't lack. When you give, you won't lack. So that is one reason you must give. Give because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will always replace your wealth. It is one of the hadiths of the Prophet that when you give, your wealth won't reduce. And I learned a lot from Surah Al-Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he used to say, Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna, that, O you pure soul, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, return to your Lord, be pleased, and your Lord is pleased to you. Fadkhuli fi ibadi. So it always gives me joy whenever I read Surah Al-Fajr, especially from the beginning till end. And that of Surah Yusuf, I almost shed tears whenever I read that surah. Wherever I get to, where Yusuf is welcoming his father again. So to cut the long story short, the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now stated a lesson for us. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, that from their story is a lesson for those who reflect. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. A lot of things to learn from the Quran, sincerely. When you read the Quran and you don't learn something from it, you are losing. And Hafiz should be somebody who will continue to learn lessons from the Quran. You should know the meaning, you should know the tafsir of the word Quran does not mean, but what? Implement it and learn new things. Anytime you carry your Quran, learn a new thing and learn to what? Learn to live with what you've memorized. And I forgot a part, lastly, is that your muwajja. Somebody who is memorizing the Quran alone, you have to face your muwajja. Personally, I have a great problem with muwajja. I won't deny that. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist me.
Ameen.
So don't rush. Be steadfast. Face your muwajja squarely also. What made me go back was because of muwajja. Going back to Jathia was not an easy thing. So I didn't go back, I would have forgotten a lot of things in the Quran today. But alhamdulillah, Allah gave me the fikra. Allah gave me the wisdom that yes, you can still go back and you will still become an hafiz. And I listened to my mind then. So and I went back and I think I'm okay today with a part of the things I've memorized. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant those who are willing to memorize the Quran success in it. Ameen.
Ameen, ya Ustaz. Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan for the beautiful recitation and for those beautiful lessons you shared as well. Subhanallah. They are really, really touching and something to think about for us. And it is one of those recommended surah, you know, to read before sleeping alongside Surah Al-Mulk. And you realize that there are a lot of lessons embedded in this surah, particularly, you know, Surah Al-Sajda. There are a lot of lessons there for the heart, for the soul to ponder upon. Our prayer Allah makes it easy for us. And thank you for going back to that challenge of yours, Umroja. I would like to also take you on this before we end the session for today. Please share more light on some of the other challenges you went through memorizing alone. What were the challenges apart from Umroja that you went through memorizing alone?
Now, if I should start analyzing the challenges one by one, I could make a book with it. And that is the only disadvantage of memorizing alone. I've analyzed that of muwajja. It is so tedious. But to solve it, just make sure you take it slow and steady as a student of the Quran memorizing alone. So it will be easier for you when you get to higher portions of the glorious Quran. So one other challenge is about consistency. It is not always consistent for me to memorize. Today I may memorize and decide, no, tomorrow I'm tired. At least I memorized 4 pages yesterday. Okay, let me just make it. Okay, 2 for yesterday, 2 for today. Let me just revise and sleep. Let me just revise and go and play. So those things are also one of the challenges of memorizing the Quran. So one thing you need is consistency. And how can you be consistent? Take it with your capability. Don't overdo. There is an English adage that says, slow and steady win the race. Make that adage a part of you while memorizing the Quran alone, even memorizing with asatir. So that's one thing you need to note. So, and consistency can also be solved by making yourself a supervisor of yourself, making others a supervisor of yourself. Personally, what I did was, you every day, you must ask me that, have I memorized today? You every week, you must ask me that, how many pages did I memorize? So that really helped a lot, and it made my journey with the Quran very smooth. So I made people test me, apart from me memorizing myself. Another challenge is the challenge of why doing Muwajjah after my memorization. So there is this way I used to do my Muwajjah. For the first one, I'm going to read myself. For the next one, I'm going to follow Me Shall We. So that's my best reciter, and I love that reciter so much. So you'll find out that during the course of your memorization, there are some things you take as normal things. For example, while memorizing Surah Tawbah, what you see as Fatiha, it is Kesra in the Quran. So you now mix it up while memorizing. So to solve that, when you are memorizing, you need a reciter to always look into and use to perfect your memorization. One thing is, I didn't have access to those things while memorizing. I never had a phone before I entered the university. So I didn't have any source. So I need to just memorize like that, pour it like that. There's nothing like perfect your memorization with this reciter. But now that I'm perfecting the reciter, you notice those mistakes. A lot of things that you never counted before. You never saw it that this is the original thing. So those are very few of the challenges you face while memorizing. Another thing is, you'll be discouraged. Yeah, there are a lot of times I'll be like, why am I disturbing myself? This thing is just too much. Sometimes I'll sit down while doing Muwajjah. I've memorized for that day, yeah. So now, okay, retire to Muwajjah. Let me start doing Muwajjah. And you find out that Musab is crying. I'll be crying that, no. This Muwajjah, I still did it last week. So why did I forget it again? You'll be crying. But with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you pray to Him. One prayer I never left was, Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. Wa anta ja'al anna idha shi'ta sahla. So I think that prayer is helping a lot. So you continue to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease the task for you, to ease your memorization for you, to make you complete it and perfect it with ease. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us ahead. Wallahu a'lam.
Ameen, Ya Ustaz. Shukran jazilan for sharing us those beautiful insights into some of your challenges and for providing us with practical solutions to them as well. And I must say a big jazakumullahu khairan to you at this point for spending our time with us to share your journey with us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you abundantly and makes this beneficial for all of us and the Ummah at large. Ameen.
Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan to you too for the opportunity given to me to share some stories about my memorization of the Quran to people. And I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala touches the mind of some people to be able to memorize. Ameen.
Ameen, ameen wa antum, fa jazakumullahu khairan ya ustaz. And so that's it on our episode today. You've heard our guest Hafiz Kashinwo Mus'ab as he shared with us his journey towards completing the entire Quran. And he said, if he can do it, you can do it. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for each and every one of us and makes it beneficial for us fi dunya wal akhirah. Ameen. And so, if you have any questions for us or you've got reviews for us, you can send us a mail at QuranCycle3@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram as well @QuranCycle. And do share this with your friends and family. Jazakumullahu khairan as you do so. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. وهو الدليل لجنة الرضا.